Restaurant 92 on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Welcome then to a kitchen in a restaurant in Harrogate. This is no ordinary kitchen, however. This is a kitchen that has been featured in the Sunday Times, no less. Welcome to Restaurant 92, and I'm here with Mike. So tell me about this Times Award. It was for being in the top 25, according to them, was it?
Yeah, so it was the top 25 restaurants for lunch in the UK, all of a fine dining background. So, I mean, we were one of two Yorkshire restaurants put in there with Man Behind the Curtain. So, you know, being in and amongst the crowd like that is just fantastic for us being as young as we are. But, you know, we've really set off on a real good stronghold, so we're doing really, really well. We were just sat underneath Longclume, which is obviously one of the best restaurants in the UK and has been for a long time, so it's just an amazing achievement, so we just keep on going, really.
While I'm here today, you're going to tell me a little bit about what makes you so special, some of the new recipes that you've got on your menu at the moment, particularly looking at local produce. It's summer, lots of great fruits and vegetables around at the moment, so how do you incorporate those into your menu?
I mean, Yorkshire is just full of abundance when we come into summer. We've got asparagus on the doorstep, we've got strawberries everywhere, lovely tomatoes. I'm just in the midst now of just kind of completing some lovely little dishes to kind of put on the menu for people to come in and have over. And we've got lovely weather outside. Strawberries, which I've just put on the menu at the moment, which I'm going to do one up for you in a bit and let you taste it and see how we get on from there.
Fantastic, looking forward to that. So what kind of new things can people expect on your menu? If they were to come in the next couple of weeks, what would they expect?
We've got some lovely asparagus being grown up and around the area, so we've got some asparagus coming onto the menu. Strawberries, which have just come on. We'll also have some heritage tomatoes coming on and around. We're also putting together a lovely kind of menu for our bar, so that'll introduce lots of kind of summery dishes, beetroots, which you've got around. I've just kind of come up with a fantastic new dessert, which is going to be one of our signatures here at the restaurant, which is a Restaurant 92 chocolate orange, and you just can't compare it to any other season, really.
Yeah. And you guys have done fantastically well in the press in Yorkshire, as well as that Sunday Times success. You've had some great reviews as well in the Yorkshire press, haven't you?
Yorkshire Post, we've had a Yorkshire Post review. That was one of our first ones, I think. Did really, really, really well. And more to come.
Is that affecting business? Are you finding that people are now really aware that you're here?
Once a review comes out, you see the kind of pickup, and it's brilliant. And I think the more that it gets about and around, the more we'll get. And, I'm so happy with the way it's all started so far, and you can only get better. Really can only get better.
And it's always a great measure of success when you're having to make sure you're booking weeks in advance, isn't it? And I think that's the case on Saturdays here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're kind of like almost 2 or 3 weeks in advance now. You go to all the kind of big restaurants where I've worked in the past and you kind of can't get in for months, but I think that's hopefully for us to come. It's just brilliant. It's really good. I mean, people come here. I mean, last Saturday, for example, we were almost fully booked. People come in and just leave so happy.
So you've got these strawberries here. This is one of the dishes that's coming onto your menu. Do you want to talk me through this?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very simple, but it packs a super punch. Got some lovely strawberries that come from Makin's, just outside of Thirsk. All we do with those is I macerate them, so they're sat in like a strawberry balsamic and pink peppercorn syrup, and basically we kind of sous vide them up so they suck in all that syrup. It doesn't affect the freshness too much at all, so you know you've got this lovely fresh strawberry that's almost been picked the same day.
You've just taken those strawberries, they're in a little glass bowl, and you put them into the machine here. What was the machine there?
This is a vat pack machine, so basically all this does is kind of compresses things down, so we kind of use this for, like, if we make a puree or kind of cooking some meat. So basically you sous vide it so it sucks all the liquid or contents from a bag, so it takes all the air out of the bag and seals it shut. But all we're doing here is that's an open container, and you'll see now all the strawberries will suck it. It just changes the colour completely of the strawberry.
So it just encourages the strawberry to suck that liquid up very quickly?
Basically, yeah. Right. So it just really intensifies the flavour. After we've done that, so we've got two versions of meringue. So this is an Italian meringue. Instead of making a meringue at home where you've got kind of sugar and your egg whites and you kind of whip it until your sugar's dissolved.
So you get the peaks.
Yeah, you get the peaks. This is done with a hot sugar and it's done in a KitchenAid. What we do is you slowly whip your egg whites and you bring your sugar to 121 degrees and basically pour your sugar slowly into your whipped egg whites.
Okay.
And it basically makes the meringue kind of glossy and shiny, and it makes it to a point where you can actually kind of play with it a bit more.
Right.
And then we've got another type that's kind of sharded. What we've done here is we've made the meringue and spread it really thinly, and then we've just dried it out under heat lights.
Right.
So it's kind of set itself, and it's got a lovely kind of almost like a chocolate bar crack to it.
Yeah.
So we've got our strawberries. What we're going to do is assemble this into a dish.
Okay.
So on our menu, It's described as Yorkshire strawberries with clotted cream and pink peppercorns. The pink peppercorns are kind of infused in and all around the dish. We've got pink peppercorns through all the meringue.
Oh, yeah, I can just see that.
Yeah, you can see it all shining.
Like little pink spots there, yeah.
Yeah, little dots through it. And then, obviously, it's done through the strawberries with balsamic and pink peppercorns as well. The clotted cream we do as a jelly form. So, basically, we get a lovely clotted cream that's made in Yorkshire. What I do with it here at the restaurant is create a jelly out of it, so it's not in a kind of spreadable form.
Yeah.
It's almost in a form that you kind of pick up a piece of and you eat it, and it almost dissolves in your mouth. It's fantastic. Now we're just going in with the Italian meringue. So all we're doing is just kind of some very basic, just in a piping bag, popping it into the bowl.
And you've got that consistency, that marshmallow type consistency. It is almost like that marshmallow spread stuff that you buy, that sort of consistency.
So then it's just torched.
Anything that involves a blowtorch gets my vote.
So then we're going in with the fresh strawberries that have been macerated in our syrup. Just literally straight out of the liquid, so it keeps them all nice and fresh and moist.
And they're just going in between the meringues and the clotted cream.
Now we're going on with the shards of the meringue. We've just kind of got like five or six kind of nice sharded pieces of meringue here. And you can see how I'm just kind of building it kind of out of the bowl as well, just to kind of give it a bit more height and a bit more depth and stuff. And now we're going on with the strawberry gel. So this is just a real strong kind of strawberry concentrate. And this is the mint ice. A mint ice cube, in all flavours of the word. But basically this is just a mint granita. So it's quite soft, almost like a sorbet. But we've frozen it as a dome. So that as it kind of reaches and hits the table, it softens up, and then the soup gets poured over it, so it kind of almost melts into the dish. A palate cleansing dessert.
Do you want to do the theatre bit then, Mike?
Yeah, so I'll do the honours. As you'll get it to the table, your waiter or waitress will come over and basically just pour the soup just around the dome, just in front of the garnish, and you can see how it just all takes colour and takes shape. And that's it. That's the Yorkshire strawberries with clotted cream and pink peppercorns here at Restaurant 92.
And here comes the best bit then.
Yeah,
so the spoons are out, the tasting.
Yeah.
Is there any particular way? Should I just dive in, or do you recommend away?
With everything we do here, and my food especially, you should always try and get a little bit of everything on your fork or your spoon, just so you can really get the most, you know, the intensity of everything, and it all works, you know, in harmoniously together. So yeah, start with your sorbet in the middle and kind of breach your way out.
Oh wow. There are some really strong flavours in
there. Yeah. It's so intense.
And it starts like that refreshing feeling that you probably had when you were a kid and you're having an ice lolly, and you get that citrusy kind of burst to start off with, but then it just adds in the mint and the creaminess follows after, and then you get that, it finishes off with that peppercorny flavour at the end
there. Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing. If you want to come and try this for yourself, you need to come down to Restaurant 92 to get this on the menu over the summer and all of the other dishes that Mike's mentioned, and experience what the papers are clearly raving about. You probably want to book in advance, so the best thing to do is have a look on the website and get that sorted. Just remind us what your website is.
Yeah, so it's restaurant92.co.uk. There's a booking system on there, so you can book a table, or just give us a call here at the restaurant.
I'm going to have another taste of the strawberries. Thank you, Mike.
Restaurants 92 on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.